Right, Rory Murphy at Tuam. Obviously, disappointing start to the season. You got your point, though, and you're going to try and kick on from it. You can learn from it. There was lots of positives in that game, too.
There was a lot of positives yeah. in that game. We got a losing bonus point, but we thought we would win the game. Mm. Our fitness was very good tonight. I thought we didn't tire fitness-wise, and we're getting used to the patterns we're playing. And when we get used to them, we will do serious damage in this league, so we're happy enough.
Yeah, you got a new coaching team in here. Like, Colin Rigney brings a huge amount of experience, you know, and Pete has been on the sideline, Pete Finnerty, for a good while with this team, and obviously brings a huge amount of credibility and mm-hmm. hard work. And you're a part of the team as manager. Like, this is a good setup, but it's, as you said, like, it is probably going to take a little bit of time for Colin to kind of bring his ways into the side. You can see little bits of it today, but at the same time, in some ways, you look at the way Westport got that try late on, and you say, we have things to learn too.
Oh, yeah, it's our first game, as you said, under a new coach, and we are putting structures in place, and they will work. We just need a little bit of time on it. The lads are buying into the system, and it'll take a little bit of time. And we have some young players coming through, we have some older players, and when it all blends together, it will improve. We've a lot of injuries at the minute from pre-season, and again, we've 5 or 6 lads to come back into the squad, and when all that happens, it's stronger we're going to be getting as the season goes on.
Have you found what some of the other teams found, that this, like, you know, this is August now still, and you're playing a league game, it's hard to get your head around, really, and it's hard for players who are used to playing rugby to get their head around how competitive rugby this early, like.
I do mean full agreement with you. It's about 4 weeks too early. It should be the end of September when we're starting our season, and 4 more weeks will make a huge difference to all the clubs in this area, because, you know, we are dependent on lads that are still playing football and that will come back and play rugby, but they're divided at the moment, and I think all clubs are in the same position. You know, so we're optimistic for the season ahead. You know, we'll be thereabouts.
And last point, yeah, great crowd here today. Like, you know, just your usual junior crowd, but even at this early stage, there's always a buzz around here in the last 12 months or 14 months. I know the women's rugby has helped. I know the seconds rugby has helped. And you got an over-40s game coming up in a couple of weeks, Mayo right. Galway thing as well. Just talk to me about that and some of the things that are happening around the edges.
Well, the club, as you know, and you've been in our facilities, the club has all the facilities, and we're now pushing forward. You know, We have a great structure in this club, and the club, I just think we need this season to bed in with the new system, with the new coach, and the whole club is behind us. As you can see tonight, we had a good crowd up, and we have everything in place. We're just waiting for that break to push through. And I do think the club is going from strength to strength.